Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're at the Authors Studio at Book Expo America 2011 in New York City, and we're sitting with Dr. Lewis Gross. He's written a book called Montauk Tango, From the Ashes of 9/11 to the Frying Pan of a Hamptons Restaurant. I should tell everybody, Doctor, that we spent a lot of time before we went on microphone just hearing about your background. A lot of very interesting elements to this whole thing, but let's take them in chronological order if we can. You are an holistic dentist.
That's correct.
And you lived in Manhattan until 9/11 with your wife and three sons, correct?
Yes, we were two blocks away, both our loft and my office, and we were closed for 3 to 6 months directly from the debris from 9/11. And the next morning, woke up and said, what are we going to do with ourselves? And decided we had a house in Montauk, which is a resort community outside the Hamptons, and picked up sticks, and the kids, wife and kids, moved out there.
And opened a restaurant.
Eventually, yes. Yeah. I go back and forth year-round, and they opened this restaurant with no experience in the restaurant business other than the love to cook. And we learned on the fly about the restaurant business.
All right, so the wife and kids run the restaurant. You, during the week, are still an holistic dentist in the city, correct?
Yes, I go back and forth. There's a jitney bus that I travel on and just get on and go and try and change life. It's, you know, a bachelor during the week and a weekend father and husband on the weekends.
You call it a weekend marriage. Is that a phrase that you coined?
I did. I also have the off-season marriage because the restaurant closes in the off-season in the winter. Montauk's seasonal. But I think weekend marriage is becoming very common in a lot of middle-aged couples, you know, where possibly the children are grown and the wives have decided to go out and start other careers, or men have lost their jobs, and the world is changing. And it's not the white middle-aged man is not the hole in the donut anymore.
You've also taken up tango dancing.
Well, I think tango is a great dance, and it's a great release for married couples, as both married men and women attend it. There's a very strong ballroom scene internationally in New York. Tango is great because it's a exercise, and it's also a routine that you practice, but the ballroom dancing is very social. There's many nightclubs you can go to. But the nice thing is all you're really doing is sharing sweat. So you get the flirtation that you may need as a, you know, middle-aged person, but you only have to share sweat, no other complications.
So Montauk Tango, the name of the book, is about the journey. It's about the reality of your life. It is nonfiction. It is a memoir.
It's a fictionalized memoir. Many of the names have been kept real, particularly my wife and son's names. But people who I didn't like or felt had treated us poorly, I changed their names for protecting the guilty.
And it's been very successful. You won the 2011 Indie Book Publishers Award for Best Book About Men's Lives. Now tell me, when you sat down to write it originally, did you think, yeah, I'd fit into that category?
No, I didn't know what it was about. I was just writing because the wife and sons were working, and I was out there in the weekends. And it was very important that this was their business and that I didn't control it, even though I sort of pictured myself as both the banker and the witness. And so I was witnessing their creative accomplishments, but it was a long journey, and I felt it needed to be memorialized. So that was one of the reasons I wrote it, and it gave me something to do.
Well, I'm curious. 9/11 seems to be a seminal moment in so many people's lives, but in yours in particular, was it a rather mundane existence before that? Because all of a sudden, you're still an holistic dentist, your family now owns a restaurant in the Hamptons, you're a tango dancer, and you're an author. Many things have changed, haven't they?
Yes, I think because of 9/11, it allowed changes that I wouldn't have done maybe for another 20 years. And it's nice that I'm young enough. I was 50 at the time to enjoy these things. And it allowed me, I cut back on my job a little bit so I could have more time to write and to do things that I wouldn't have maybe done right away otherwise if I was with the family full time.
In the book, you mentioned something called the Montauk Monster. What is that?
Well, they are, about 3-4 years ago, they found a creature that had washed up on the shores in the beach in Montauk. This is a true story. And there's Plum Island is across from Montauk, and that's where they do a lot of animal research, the federal government. And this animal that washed up, nobody could recognize what it was. They took pictures of it. It was in the local paper. Somebody coined it as the Montauk Monster. And it looked sort of like a beast that had been put together, a little goat, a little dog, a little turtle. And it was about the size of a child, you know. And it got a lot of publicity. People thought it was a real thing. And then suddenly it disappeared. So nobody actually has it other than the picture. But the picture was actualized as being a real animal. But as a forensic dentist, I do a little forensic work on the side. I was able, through toxicomic, which is studies the forensic death, after death, what happens to a body, that it was actually a raccoon that had just washed up on the surface. And that's all it was, really. It was just a raccoon.
Lewis, I'm thinking this might have the makings of another novel.
Oh, I have a few down the road. I have a character who's a forensic dancing dentist that uncovers medical conspiracies. And I have another book coming out this year called The Amalgamist, which is about the mercury cover-up in dentistry. And it is a character, this dancing dentist, who I believe will be an ongoing great character for future novels.
In the meantime, this book is called Montauk Tango, From the Ashes of 9/11 to the Frying Pan of a Hamptons Restaurant. The author is Dr. Lewis Gross. And Lewis, we wish you a lot of luck.
Well, thank you. It was a great interview. And the book is available on MontaukTango.com through Kindle and Google Books and any bookstore. You should request it locally. Thank you.